Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, Brendan Rodgers is gone as Celtic manager. He's to be replaced in the interim by the former boss, Martin O'Neill. Gavin Cooney is sports writer and broadcaster with The 42, and he joins me for the latest. Hello, Gavin.
Claire, how are things?
Good. Celtic not in a great place. They are 8 points behind Hearts. They had a pretty bad European campaign, a difficult transfer window. But this news of Brendan Rodgers leaving the job, it still came as a surprise, am I right?
Yeah, correct. As you say, Celtic have a poor record this season and are in poor form. The background has been scored to any number of murmurings of discontent on Brendan Rodgers' perspective. So I think it was kind of assumed that he would see out the season. He was in the third and final year of his contract there. It was expected that there would be a parting of the ways at the end of the season. I don't think people really saw it coming mid-season, and nobody saw it coming late last night.
So then we had the statement that Martin O'Neill was going to come back and take over for a while anyways. That was statement number one. People were surprised at that news, I take it. And then you had the bit of a bombshell from the major Celtic shareholder, Dermot Desmond.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story, really, and obviously massive Irish interest in this. To start with, Martin O'Neill has been parachuted in as interim manager for an indefinite period of time. He couldn't have been expecting it. He hasn't been a manager since 2019, and he had been on English radio that morning saying how amazing it would be for Hearts to win the league ahead of Celtic, given they'd be the first non-Old Firm team to win the league in 40 years. So that was enough of a surprise. And then within 15 minutes of the statement announcing O'Neill's return and Rodgers' resignation, Dermot Desmond, who is the largest, the majority shareholder at Celtic, is very publicity shy, issued a lengthy statement in which he first of all thanked Brendan Rodgers for his contribution to the success at Celtic during his time in charge, and then savaged him, was very, very critical of Rodgers, saying that Rodgers' conduct and communication during his time with Celtic did not reflect the trust Desmond and the rest of the board placed in him. He went on to say that Rodgers' words and actions were, quote, divisive, misleading and self-serving, saying that it had contributed to, quote, a toxic atmosphere around the club, and in Dermot Desmond's, from Dermot Desmond's perspective, had fueled hostility from the fan base to members of the executive team and the board. And then he signed off by saying what has failed recently is not down to the club's structure, but to one individual's desire for self-preservation at the expense of others. We haven't heard from Brendan Rodgers yet. I would imagine he'll want to have a say on that, but needless to say, very unusual for a club to be that publicly critical of a departing manager within a few minutes of his departure.
But clearly it had been brewing for a while. You know, when you hear about this meeting between Dermot Desmond and Brendan at his home in Scotland, which lasted over 3 hours, like, this just didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, this just kind of brings into the open the scale of kind of the falling out behind the scenes at Celtic in the last few months. So Rodgers began the season, you know, there were questions as to whether he would sign a contract extension, and his line publicly that he loves being at Celtic, but he needed to see the club meet his ambition, i.e., you know, sign more expensive attacking players effectively. And he said, if the club don't meet my ambition, then someone else will be in charge. He wasn't happy publicly with the transfer business that was done up until, I think, last week he delivered the line that he was given the keys to a Honda Civic and was being asked to drive it like a Ferrari. And all of this went on at the same time as there was a groundswell of protest among Celtic fans toward the board. Celtic fans have protested that the board have not been spending enough of the money and enough of the cash of the bank on players to improve the team and make them more competitive, specifically in Europe. And evidently Dermot Desmond feels that Rodgers' public comments have gone to at least partly fueling those protests.
Gavin, thank you so much. Gavin Cooney there from The 42. Next up, we're going to take a closer look at the phenomenon of Starling murmurations.